Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Soulsby. I'm not Christopher Collins. I'd like to thank Halsey, Tad, Jill, and White Whale for hosting us once again this evening. When Chris and Joan asked me to fill in for Chris doing this reading opening, I'll admit it made me a little nervous, but I was honored they asked me, so I accepted. Part of my nervousness surely stemmed from my feeling that Chris is so good at what he does up here. Another factor is likely my great respect for this reading series and for the work that Joan, Chris, Jimmy, and Don have done with it over the years. I have some very fond memories associated with this series, so here's hoping I don't muck it up. I've attended several of the readings this season here in person. I tuned in via Zoom last week. And I've also gone to the blog to listen or re-listen to several recordings recently. Joan will be plugging the blog later, no doubt. In preparing to do these opening remarks and looking for a poem I wanted to read as part of it, I found myself questioning why I'm such a Hems Summer Reading Series fanboy. Why am I such a poetry junkie? I knew the answer, or answers, of course, or at least I thought I did. But I decided to put them down on paper so I could share them with you all. One thing I know for sure, I find that these readings regularly inspire me. They make me want to create, to go on continuing to make something. And that's not a sensation you run into all that often, or at least I don't. I think one reason that I get that feeling is because I have a sense that I am part of something bigger than myself, a community, I guess. Poetry helps me appreciate my life more, the living of it. And Chris, Joan, the readers, they do that too. And that goes for the audiences as well. Readings aren't as much fun without an audience. So I want to express my gratitude. I think being grateful is very important to articulate it. Joan, Don, Mantis, Bob, Judy, Anastasia, Tutu Tudelo. Chris, wherever you are with a child in each hand, I'm sure. Audience members here in the room and there on the Zoom, I thank you. As a token of my gratitude, I offer this poem. It's by Marie Howe. What the living do. Johnny, the kitchen sink has been clogged for days. Some utensil probably fell down there. And the drainer won't work but smells dangerous. And the crusty dishes have piled up, waiting for the plumber I still haven't called. This is the everyday we spoke of. It's winter again. The sky is a deep, headstrong blue, and the sunlight pours through the open living room windows because the heat's on too high in here and I can't turn it off. For weeks now, driving or dropping a bag of groceries in the street, the bag breaking, I've been thinking, this is what the living do. And yesterday, hurrying along those wobbly bricks on the Cambridge sidewalk, spilling my coffee down my wrist and sleeve, I thought it again. And again later, when buying a hairbrush, this is it. Parking, slamming the car door shut in the cold. What you called that yearning, what you finally gave up. We want the spring to come and the winter to pass. We want whoever to call or not call, a letter, a kiss. We want more and more and then more of it. But there are moments walking when I catch a glimpse of myself in the window glass, say the window of the corner video store. And I'm gripped by a cherishing so deep for my own glowing hair, chapped face, and unbuttoned coat that I'm speechless. I am living. I remember. Thank you again. And please help me in welcoming up to the mic the great Joan Bauer.